This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Requires an investment is subject to all local, state, and federal laws.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. Another wild day in Trump land. It never stops. Welcome back to all of you. Welcome back to me. I took Friday off for my birthday. Friday, July 20th was my birthday. I had a great three-day weekend. And I want to thank all of you for texting me and emailing me and wishing me birthday wishes. I appreciate that. And just another great weekend and another great day for Donald Trump. Here's the deal. President Trump's approval rating is now not only the highest of his presidency after the Russian Helsinki summit and all of that, but it's now among the best presidential approval numbers in a century. This is just so funny because the liberals think they've got him every time, and they never do. This is like, it's been 30, 40 years since I've watched a cartoon. I'm not a cartoon kind of guy. Even when I, little kids, I never watched cartoons. I let the kids watch cartoons. I never went near them. But wasn't it Bugs Bunny? It was like they always thought they had the coyote, and Wile E. Coyote always got away. Maybe Wile E. Coyote's a separate cartoon than Bugs Bunny. But it's just they always thought they had him, and they never had him. And that's Donald Trump. They always think they have him, but they don't. It's unbelievable. They never have him. Never had him. Never going to have him. As long as you make the economy go and grow, and as long as middle-class, working-class people have jobs, they're never going to leave Donald Trump, ever. As a matter of fact, they're adding every day. Cover story, I don't know if it was today or Friday, but Wall Street Journal, I think it was Friday's cover story, I think on my birthday. And the cover story was that all the white manufacturing towns in America, meaning white people, are all Republican towns now, all Republican counties now. They're all for Donald Trump. 20 years ago, they were all Democrats. Manufacturing people, people that worked in manufacturing jobs, working class, middle class Americans, used to be pretty evenly divided and actually, mostly Democrat. White working class Democrats. Now it's all white working class Republicans. Donald Trump has changed it all, and that's why these polls are the way they are, and that's why Democrats are forced into a suicide position. Suicide. Because if every white person in America is a Republican, and that means the Democratic Party only appeals to illegal aliens and minorities and disgruntled people, then all the views of the Democratic Party have to be for disgruntled people and illegal immigrants. That's crazy. You can't have an entire party dedicated to disgruntled people and illegal immigrants, because then you just continue to turn off every white person in America, every native-born person in America, and that's what Democrats are doing. They've been pushed into a suicidal position. Nobody believes in what the Democratic Party believes in now. Let me give you a great example of a suicidal Democrat. They're against guns, but she might as well have a gun in her hand up against her temple. She's committing suicide. Senator Kirsten Gillibrand, Democrat, New York, says abolishing ICE, meaning Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and thus all immigration enforcement, should be the first thing Democrats do if they win the House and Senate in the upcoming midterm elections. First thing they should do is abolish ICE and all immigration enforcement. Are you kidding me? This is hilarious. This is today's Democratic Party. When nobody supports you, was born in America, almost no one, certainly not a white person that's born in America, supports you anymore in any great numbers, tiny, tiny numbers, few liberals on the West Coast, few liberals on the East Coast. That's it. When nobody else supports you and all you've got is illegals who are criminals who want the laws to be changed and the Constitution to be broken and ignored, then that's what you believe in, and that's what Kirsten Gillibrand believes in. New York United States Senator, crazy woman, That's what they should put next to Democrats now. United States Senator slash crazy woman, freaking deranged. How about that one? Democrat slash freaking deranged. Because you're so stupid that you believe in eliminating ICE when no one in America who's born here believes in eliminating ICE. So you're limiting your party to this tiny little fractional party made for illegal immigrants and criminals and felons and a few other disgruntled people. That's it. That's all you've got left. You've turned off the entire rest of the world. Abolishing ICE would set free more than 1.4 million criminal illegal aliens over the last half decade who are in federal custody. A total of more than 1.6 million illegal aliens would have been released into American communities in the last 5 years had ICE been abolished. Gillibrand's commitment to abolishing all immigration enforcement comes after Socialist Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who beat out Joe Crowley in the Democratic primary, has thrust her Abolish ICE campaign into the Democratic mainstream. Last week, Ocasio-Cortez called on left-wing activists to occupy every airport, we need to occupy every border, we need to occupy every ICE office, until President Trump's popular zero-tolerance policy at the U.S.-Mexico border is ended. Though Democrats have made abolishing all immigration enforcement through an abolishment of ICE their unofficial platform ahead of the midterm elections, such a move is not only unpopular with the vast majority of Americans, Republicans, and swing voters, but it's wildly unpopular with Democratic voters. So here's a new poll out. The vast majority of Democrat voters do not want ICE abolished. In the latest Harvard-Harris poll, 3 in 4 swing voters say they oppose the Democrats' plan to end all immigration enforcement. And nearly 70% of Americans said they, too, oppose abolishing ICE. 60% of Democrats say they do not want ICE to be disbanded. Yet here's Kirsten Gillibrand admitting the first thing they'll do if they take over the House and the Senate is abolish ICE. Suicidal. So in the midst of all that, here's President Trump's numbers. His approval ratings went up in spite of the media onslaught after the Russian summit in Helsinki. Members of the far-left mainstream media can't understand how this can be. A week of brutal criticism, but according to the Wall Street Journal NBC poll, now keep in mind, that's a crappy poll. Keep in mind, Wall Street Journal NBC polls always anti-Trump. They oversample Democrats. And the poll numbers went up at NBC Wall Street Journal. His approval rating edged higher during a week in which he faced withering criticism following a summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin, signaling that he's positioned to weather the latest controversy sparked by his unusual brand of politics. Trump's approval rose to 45% in a new Wall Street Journal NBC News poll, the highest mark of his presidency and up 1% from June. In addition, president's approval by members of his own party are some of the highest of any president over the last century. Again, you have to realize they're saying over this century with members of his own party. So I'll be very fair here. They're not saying he's the most popular president of the last 100 years. They're saying among Republicans he's the most popular president in the last 100 years. More popular than Reagan. More popular than JFK was with Democrats. More popular than Obama was with Democrats. More popular than Bill Clinton was with Democrats. And in the category of laugh your butt off, I won't say the bad word, laugh your butt off, husband of Stormy Daniels files for divorce and gets a restraining order. The husband of porn star, stripper, and Trump accuser Stormy Daniels has filed for divorce, according to her attorney, Michael Avenetti. My client, here's what he tweeted out. My client, Stormy Daniels, and her husband, Glenn, have decided to end their marriage. A petition for divorce was filed last week, the accuracy of which is vehemently disputed. Stormy's daughter remains her number one priority. She kindly asked for privacy for the sake of the family. Stormy, whose real name is Stephanie Clifford, couldn't happen to a nicer person, married former porn bigwig Glendon Crane in 2015. The marriage lasted a big 3 years. However, the two have rarely been cited together since Daniels came out with accusations against President Trump. Yeah, that'll kind of hurt your marriage. What did your wife do? She screwed the president. Now she's suing him. The news comes 1 week after Clifford was arrested at an Ohio strip club where she told police she was not married. According to TMZ, Crane has filed a restraining order against her. It's unclear why Crane filed for divorce, probably because his wife has slept with 100,000 men. However, Avenetti's suggestion that Stormy's daughter remains her number one priority along with the restraining offer offers some clues. Some have noted that the police sketch of a man Daniels say threatened her after she came forward with claims she and Donald Trump had an affair looks just like Crane. So she drew the guy who she claimed threatened her, and it looks like her husband. Now, in light of the fact that Democrats have gone insane and Kirsten Gillibrand should have Senator/deranged loser next to her name, deranged crazy person, two-thirds of Democrats say Trump treason charge is sincere. And here in Las Vegas, Brian Greenspun runs the Las Vegas Sun, calls himself a Republican. He's a registered Republican. Yeah, you're a registered Republican. That's has anybody sued you for fraud lately? You should be sued for fraud, Mr. Registered Republican. You're the biggest liar that ever lived. You're as Republican as Barack Obama. You're as Republican as Stormy Daniels is Republican. You're as Republican as Hillary Clinton is Republican. His headline was, "Is Trump a traitor?" So two-thirds of Democrats say Trump treason charge is sincere. Talk about insanity. Talk about the new birthers. Talk about a loser like John Ralston, who constantly says Wayne Root was a birther when I've never mentioned Obama's birth in my life. But guess who mentioned it again this weekend? Obama, speaking in Kenya, said he's from that country. You couldn't make this stuff up in a fictional movie. Obama had a speech in Kenya, and he said, I'm the first American president from this country. Well, I've never touched that line in my life. I've never been a birther, but I guess Obama's a birther. And I know the entire Democratic Party's birthers. I know John Ralston's a birther. I know anybody who dares say President Trump committed treason is a birther. And you're all on the losing end of all of it. Because the American people don't give a damn about Russian collusion. They care about jobs. Trump is their man. You lose. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable, and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty HealthShare at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've started and run dozens of businesses. I know a fantastic business opportunity when I see one. If you're an entrepreneur or small business owner or perhaps want to be one for the first time, listen up. Here's your opportunity. Here's an exciting business that's looking for non-doctor partners to operate a unique niche medical clinic specializing in erectile dysfunction for men. When the popular pills fail, this remarkable men's medical clinic uses state-of-the-art technology that's proven to work regardless of a man's age or medical history. And there's no needles, no medication, and no surgery. Now, I don't put my name or voice on any advertisement unless I absolutely love the product and believe in the product, so I agreed to try it. Oh my gosh, this is amazing. You won't believe the results on your love life. These clinics are run by non-doctor partners. It's an all-cash business, no insurance. Can't be up and running in 30 days. The income potential is enormous. You need at least $100,000 liquid to get started. To see if your area is available, go to medicalpartnership.info. That's medicalpartnership.info. Do it today. Write this website down. Go to medicalpartnership.info.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, War Now on USA Radio, by the way. Hour number three is, of course, simulcast on national TV, on Newsmax TV. I hope you watch every night. And we've now got Bill O'Reilly on our show four nights a week. On Mondays tonight and Wednesdays, Bill O'Reilly will be on my show with an interview. And on Tuesdays and Thursdays, he'll give his talking points, which will be recorded via Skype from his home, and then broadcast on Newsmax TV during my show, introduced by me. Bill O'Reilly's making his comeback. He was number one for 15 straight years, the number one news and talk show host in the United States of America on American TV for 15 straight years. Multiply 15 years times 12 months each year, and consecutively hundreds, literally, of months, the guy was number one, and it's really quite amazing. And then he was off the air, and guess where he's coming back? On my show. So he chose my show as the platform to come back. And it's going to be four nights a week, Mondays and Wednesdays, with an interview, with his ideas on what the hottest stories in the media are and where he stands on them. And then, most importantly, his talking points, one of the most famous parts of his show. So for 180 consecutive months, the guy was number one on American cable TV news. And now he makes his comeback on War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. What an honor. What a great honor. All right, I'm your warrior, Wayne Root, the conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, Trump warrior number one, above and above all else. I am a Trump warrior, man. I just believe he's the greatest, and that's why it's not like I stand alone on a suicide march here. Donald Trump's popularity is the highest it's ever been and among the highest in history, and it's up after the Russian summit. The American people don't like the media anymore, and they don't like illegal immigrants. I'm sorry. They don't like them. We don't want them. We don't want illegal foreigners in our country or mooching off the system and stealing our jobs and lowering our wages. We don't want it anymore. So we're going to stick with Trump. Screw the rest of you. You're done. You're finished. You're yesterday's news. The Democratic Party is a giant suicide machine. You're killing yourselves. It's ironic. You're against guns, but you're committing suicide. You must be using spoons or forks or knives. I don't know what you're doing, but you're killing yourselves. Your self-hatred. You hate yourselves. You hate America. You hate capitalism. You hate people who are successful. And it's all coming back to bite you and haunt you. Because nobody wants to be around that kind of person. Let's compare the Democratic Party to a person at a party. A person is at a party and they hate everyone else at the party. And they hate successful people and they hate the host of the party because they're in a nice house. And they hate themselves. They grab a spoon and they might kill themselves with a spoon. Remember, liberals don't like guns or, you know, probably not knives either now. So liberals think spoons are the only thing left to kill themselves with. So they're threatening to kill themselves in the middle of a party. They've already turned everyone off because they don't like anyone. They've turned the host off because they don't like the host. They've already made it clear they don't like anyone who's successful. So they're just a jealous, bitter loser. Who'd want to help that person? Nobody. Who'd vote for that person? Nobody. The Democratic Party is done. Stick a fork in them or a spoon in them. They're finished. Wayne Root is a patriot, baby, a capitalist evangelist, American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass kicker, not an ass kisser. I fight for taxpayers, not freeloaders, American citizens, not illegal aliens, and I'm not afraid to call progressives what they really are. That's a nice word hiding the fact they're a bunch of commie, pinko, radical losers who hate America. And they want us to be communists like Venezuela or Cuba or North Korea. It's time to call a spade a spade. Nobody likes Democrats anymore. Nobody likes a person who came to the party, says how much they hate everyone, brings everybody down, and then stands outside on the ledge and threatens to jump off. Most people inside are thinking, jump! Who needs you? Get the hell out of here! Jump! Hope they didn't pack your parachute. That's what most people are thinking. They're not really that's so rude they'd say it. But who the hell likes a person like that? They ruined the whole party. They brought everybody down. Now they're threatening to kill themselves out of the window, their host. Jump! That's what people are thinking. You know it. That's what the Democratic Party is doing to itself. That's crazy, man. That's deranged. Why would you want to do that to yourself? You've become a party just to the illegal aliens and felons and losers who hate everything about America? Wow, that's really sad. Don't get me wrong, I don't want anybody to jump. Don't ever get me wrong, I'm not saying jump. But that's what the average person deep down is thinking. I don't want anyone to jump. I'd try and save your life. I'd actually hang out the window and try and pull you back up. But the reality is then I'd want the police to take you away in a straitjacket because I don't want you at the party. You're bringing everybody down. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tech capital of America, Las Vegas, and my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, and syndicated by USA Radio. And by the way, always, I always say thank you to Ed Stoltz, founder of KBET, gave me my first shot in radio. Thank you, Ed. We'll be right back. Wayne Allyn, more now.
If you owe any money to the IRS, you need to call **1234. That's **1234. Uncle Sam has the power to make your life miserable. You could stop the IRS collections process right now by calling **1234. When you call the Tax Defense Center, you'll get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate your back taxes, including penalties and interest. **1234. **1234 could save you thousands on your back taxes. You could also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've entered into a payment plan and can't make the payments. It's your hard-earned money. Stop Uncle Sam right now. Make the call that could help you end the worry today. **1234. That's **1234. **1234. **1234.
War now.
USA Radio News.
President Trump came out today and said he's very happy with the progress in talks with the denuclearization of North Korea. Also today, President Trump has been tweeting about Iran, and some of the threats have been going back and forth between the Iranian president and President Trump. Congressman Lee Zeldin said there's one thing we need to remember when dealing with Iran.
We want to reassume a position of strength. The military option is real. We say we can't be silent, not because we want war, but because we want to prevent it. And that was one of the mistakes that was made in the past, was that we were allowing Iran in their streets, on their holidays, in their parliament, to be talking about destroying America.
Today at the White House, President Trump hosted a Made in America Day. Small business owners from across the country were invited, and the president talked about what he's doing to help small businesses.
To give you a level playing field, we've cut record numbers of regulations. In the history of our country, nobody's cut more regulations than me.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Have you had credit challenges, divorce, bankruptcy, or just haven't established your credit yet? If so, getting a decent car loan can be tough. The good news is that there is a place where you can get a car loan at a fair price, regardless of your credit situation. Auto Loan Express can make it happen now when you visit newcar99.com. Here's the deal. If you have a regular job, then there's no reason to keep taking the bus or repairing that old junker. Go to newcar99.com today and fill out our simple online application. We accept over 99% of applicants and can get you behind the wheel of your new car with just a few strokes of your keyboard. No hassles, no third degree. Just fill out the simple online application and start shopping for your next car. So when you're ready to get on the road with your new car loan, visit us online at newcar99.com, where we accept 99% of all applications. newcar99.com. If you have a job, then you qualify. Here's to you and your new car. Visit newcar99.com. newcar99.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, Tangible Investments, the main title sponsor of this show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Why Tangible Investments? Because you know a storm is coming. You need to protect your income, your assets, your family, your future. Tangible is your safe haven from the storm. You know what's funny is the entire 8 years of Obama, every conservative I know bought gold because they thought Obama would wreck the economy and take the country down. And he almost did. He came oh so close. I'm sure Obama was so deeply disappointed that he never actually took the country down. But now that Trump's president, we all know things are moving in the right direction. We're all making money. We're all feeling good. Jobs are coming back by the millions. High wages are back. The border is being secured. And bad people can't get in like they used to. And we feel good about things. All the studies show that. And yet liberals are the ones who ought to be buying gold by the millions. Why? Because they keep thinking that something horrible is going to happen and Trump's going to destroy the country. And so liberals should buy gold. But on the other hand, no matter how good Trump is, guess what? There's $21 trillion in debt in America and around the world. It's in the hundreds of trillions, and we are in big trouble. And so no matter how good the economy goes, you need gold if there's ever a debt crisis from this mounting debt. And Trump is not stopping the debt, not stopping the spending. He's trying, but Congress won't let him. So either way, whether you're a liberal who thinks Trump's going to somehow destroy the economy or cause a war with Iran or a war with someone, China, North Korea, you name it, or whether you're a conservative who thinks everything's hunky-dory, but yet the debt is an issue, you still need to own gold. So give Tangible a call, 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. And the first 100 who call get a free 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. It's big, it's bold, it's beautiful, it's heavy. It's a gorgeous coin. And you also get your free guide for investing in precious metals. So just for the call, you get a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle. First 100 get it, 800-780-9000. All right, we've got a guest, John Tintillo. John Tintillo, he is a great guy. I met him in New York. We had dinner together with Chris Ruddy, the owner and CEO of Newsmax TV and Newsmax.com and Newsmax Media. And he got us all together, and John and I had a great time. And he is a marketing and branding expert known as the Marketing Doctor, the author of People Buy Brands, Not Companies. And he's got a column out. Trump gets marketing, Democrats not so much, and I want to talk about it a little bit. So, John, welcome to the show. How are you, buddy?
Wayne, thanks for having me on, and that was a wonderful dinner. Great people, great food, great discussion.
Yes, sir. So tell us about this column you wrote, Trump gets marketing, Democrats not so much, because interesting, I'll tell you a story that I don't think you knew, because I don't think we discussed it that night. Chris Ruddy picked me, he only does one book a year at Newsmax, and he picked me for the new book coming out in January of 19, this coming January, and it's called Trump Rules, How to Get Rich Big Like Donald Trump, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of the same mode of what you're talking about, that Trump understands marketing and branding and promotion, and the Democrats don't. So I've just been ranting about that for the whole start of my show. Perfect segue for you, because Kirsten Gillibrand, the U.S. Senator from New York, just announced at a, I guess it was a Democratic event, and the microphone and the video were running, and she said, if we take back the Senate and the House, the first thing we do is we abolish ICE. And I said, wow, is that stupid branding? Are you out of your mind? You're never going to win an election saying something like that, even if you want to do it. Bad branding. Trump gets branding. Tell us what you mean when you say that.
Okay, well, I believe that marketing is Trump's secret weapon. And when he first started out, he was a great promoter. He was, I would say, the promoter in chief. But he has moved or transitioned to this, what I would say, marketer in chief. And what I mean by that is it's not just enough to be provocative. What you have to have is a message that's going to resonate with your target market or your audience or your voters, which Trump gets. And I like to say that the president is a great connector, not necessarily a great communicator. And what I mean by that is a connector connects or resonates with his target market or his customer, where a communicator transcends that. And that's his brilliance. so that what Trump says or how he says it can drives the media crazy, but the man and woman on the street say that's he's saying what I think. That's his brilliance. And that's what marketing is all about, satisfying the needs of your customers and remembering, Wayne, that it's not about you, it's about your customer and yeah, about your voter.
One thing that
that's the secret. And see, the Democrats and the media think that they're smarter than most people. And because they're smarter, they know better. And so what they propose are not necessarily what the man and woman on the street want or like. And that's where they fall short, where Donald Trump understands the common man.
Right.
And
so, you know, when I had dinner with you, one of the things I really, you know, that struck me is that you're a super, super, super bright guy as well as a branding expert. And I'm a guy who went to Columbia University and my daughter graduated Harvard. And so, I mean, I understand smart, but I also believe the average person in America doesn't speak like an Ivy Leaguer. And Democrats talk at a much higher level than the average American. I'm not talking about you or me as a college professor, mm-hmm. or me as an Ivy League grad. They talk like everyone's an Ivy League grad, and most people don't even understand what they're saying. Whereas Trump talks in such simple sound bites, and they're all bursts and bites. Everything he says is like, you know, is aimed at being exciting and almost, you know, you can even say exaggerative. Democrats say exaggerates. I don't mind that. That's how
right.
you sell. He's a great salesman. Exciting and a little bit exaggerative, but also extremely meaningful to the average American. And so Democrats don't speak like that, and they're losing the working and middle class. Your thoughts?
Oh, I couldn't agree more, and that's exactly what the problem is. They criticize his use of words that mean a lot to the man and woman on the street,
right.
but drive the right. Beltway boys and girls crazy.
Right. It's just, a funny example, just, you know, as much as I love my daughter, she went to Harvard all, she's just brilliant. Harvard, and then she got her master's degree, now she's getting her PhD. And she's a brilliant, brilliant girl. But if you put her in a room with a bunch of construction workers and steam fitters and, you know, train conductors and policemen and firemen, I don't think she'd resonate. But Wayne Root, you know, I'm the son of a butcher. Even though I went to Columbia, I still speak like the neighborhood I grew up in, which is a very Italian working class neighborhood. And that's who I identify with. That's who I empathize with. That's who I speak like. And they understand me and they like me. And Donald Trump, despite being a billionaire and the son of a pretty rich guy, too, he just turned out a lot like me, the son of a butcher. He speaks like the steam fitter, and he doesn't speak like the fancy lawyer from Harvard. And the fancy lawyer from Harvard is usually the Democratic candidate. And I'm telling you, they're on the losing end of this battle.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm a psychologist by training, and there's an expression that we used to, or a construct that we used to talk about, social intelligence. Donald Trump has social intelligence, which means he knows how to talk to everyone, not just the folks with that, that went to Harvard or Yale or have a graduate degree. And that's what that my crowd, or our crowd, doesn't really understand. It's not about you. It's about them. And
right.
and remember when somebody said it was at a rally or something that I'm with her, and Donald Trump says I'm with you.
You.
I mean, he just gets it.
Right.
I mean, he just, and that's what drives the folks crazy.
It does. And you know, I wrote a book called Murder of the Middle Class, and that was about 4 years ago, maybe 5 years ago. And I said the middle class is getting murdered, and the Republican Party is the only thing that could save them, and they're going to need a candidate who's like a reality TV star who speaks to the average working class person, and who's a salesman by trade. And that's, mm-hmm. it's like Donald Trump came out of central casting for what I asked for. That's what he is.
And what you're talking
about, John, is a salesman. You know, you've got to be a salesman.
Absolutely.
You can't aim about yourself. You got to aim at something the people want.
And you know, politicians talk not the way the average person talks. If you ask a person a question, they don't want something. everybody's just talk in circles. They want somebody to speak directly and give a direct answer, and that's what this guy does. And when he does that, it causes havoc.
So I want to ask about you for a minute. I know when we sat down,
sure.
it's not in your bio, but I know you are a college professor in New York. Are you not?
Yes, I'm teaching at Touro College right now. I teach social media marketing, and I'm going to be teaching a summer class in marketing. The marketing doctor is teaching a course in marketing. Isn't that unbelievable?
And I seem to remember something about St. John's. You go to St. John's? I remember St. John's.
I used to teach at St. John's, and that's where Chris Ruddy and I have a commonality. When I was teaching, now you're going to say how old I am. When I was teaching there, Chris was a student. He wasn't one of my students, but he was a student.
See, working class mentality. John Tintillo, Wayne Allen Root, and Chris Reddy. Working class mentality. I grew up on the Bronx borderline in Mount Vernon, New York.
My father was a fruit and vegetable man.
There you go. Hey, John, we got to run. The music means that we have to do some marketing and we have to sell our great products. But you are the author of People Buy Brands, Not Companies. You can find it at Amazon or any fine bookstore. People Buy Brands, Not Companies. John Tantillo, T-A-N-T-I-L-L-O. Quite a fine gentleman. We had a great dinner together. I enjoyed meeting him, and I said, I've got to get him on your show, and we'll have you on a regular basis. When something comes up involving branding, we'll have John on. Hey, John, thanks
I would love
on,
it.
Man.
Thanks so much, Wayne.
Hey, Allery. We're now. Be right back. Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Just this past February, the Dow crashed 2,700 points. In March, another 2,100 points. Experts believe more volatility will come and perhaps an even bigger crash. The Dow lost 55% in the last big decline. Are you prepared for what could come next? You need portfolio insurance now more than ever. That's where Tangible Investments comes in. CEO Silvano De Genova specializes in portfolio insurance. He's been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, featured by CNBC, Fortune, History, and Discovery Channels. Tangible can provide asset diversification that is safe and liquid. Tangible can protect your assets from the coming storm. Tangible has a 30-year track record. Best of all, Tangible's products have outperformed the Dow 3-1 since 1970. That's one heck of a safe haven from the storm. Call 800-780-9000 right now to receive your free investor kit, and we'll add for free the award-winning full-feature film, Why Money Became Worthless. Call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000, or visit TII1.com.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free, and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You can speak with the capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, here's Wayne Allen Root.
Yes, we will take calls. 833-WAR-TALK right now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. Free anywhere in the United States. My website's rootforamerica.com. You can email me anytime, wayneroot@gmail.com, as so many of you do. And @RealWayneRoot is my Twitter handle, @RealWayneRoot. I get such great information from all of you. I really do. It's really quite amazing. I got an email today from a person who works at MGM who was completely embarrassed by the way MGM treated people. And here it is. Actually, I was looking for it. I found it for you. Hello, Wayne. I've switched. Oh, never mind that. That's a little personal thing. It's told me where she switched her email to so I could reach her. But it says MGM Resorts is back in the news because of their poor decision to sue October 1st victims and their families. I and my fellow MGM employees know full well the security is horrible on our properties. And most of the security guards are older. They can't walk well, overweight, and in general, uninterested. I once walked by a back cage where there were usually two guards. There was only one that day, and he was standing across the aisle in front of a bar watching basketball. My colleagues have found hotel guests wandering through the basement employee aisle sometimes, naked. There's a door located right by the front entrance of the hotel that's left wide open every day. This door gives access to an elevator and stairs to the belly of the hotel. We have stopped guests from going through it and even saw a man standing nearby taking photographs of the door. Needless to say, those of us who work downstairs feel very vulnerable. Guests are often taken to service elevators to their floor or room. The only thing MGM cares about is the money they make rake in. Please do not mention my name as I need my job, and don't doubt they would either fire me or force me out. This organization practices shameful business practices in many ways. Have a great day, and thank you for all the hard work you do. And, of course, I would never mention your name. But it just goes to show you, I've said all along, liberals are the biggest losers and the biggest hypocrites in the entire freaking world. And here's this liberal CEO, Jim Murren, who had the nerve to stand there and act like he's the greatest, most wonderful guy in the world. After that Charlottesville KKK incident, he suddenly act like he's the most wonderful, compassionate man in the world. And he tells you he's going to contribute millions to charity, and then he names the charities. and they're all extreme left liberal charities, including CARE, a Muslim front, many people allege, for Muslim terrorists and Muslim terrorism. They raise money for terrorists and terrorism, many have said allegedly. I mean, it's not, actually, I'm being way too kind. I try and say things like that so you don't get sued, right? But it's not like, it's just people have said it. The United States government said it. They said CARE is a front for Muslim terrorism, an unindicted co-conspirator to terrorism. And Democrat United States Senator, Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said they're a front for Hamas. And this guy, Jim Urin, wants to give corporate money to them. Number one. And number two is, of course, what's the name of that hateful organization? Oh, gosh. I forgot it now. I can't even remember the name of the organization. But what's that? No. Not Antifa, I know. But this is Southern Poverty Law Center. There it is. Southern Poverty Law Center. SPLC. Southern Poverty Law Center. Now, they're based offshore. Now, you don't pay any taxes on charitable or donations in the United States or nonprofit donations in the United States. Why would you be based offshore if you're a charitable organization? Well, the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative are based partially, if not majority, offshore, and Southern Poverty Law Center is based offshore. They've got a hate list that lists almost every Christian organization, every church in America, and every conservative who's ever said something negative about a Muslim terrorist is listed as a hate organization. That's how vicious and disgusting and vile and anti-American and anti-Christian and anti-Israel the Southern Poverty Law Center is. And yet, he's saying, let's give corporate money and employee money, matching donations, to Southern Poverty Law Center and CARE. I mean, what kind of an anti-American person would turn his whole corporation into a giant commie love fest that loves... I don't even want to say how bad it is. But that's the same guy that the MGM employee just wrote me about who said the security's no better than it was before the October 1st massacre. Maybe worse. The security guards are a bunch of, you know, people who take minimum wage. They're fat. They're slow. They're old. They don't pay attention to the job. Anyone could burst in and do anything. And don't forget, they're disarmed. They have no guns. She didn't mention that. She didn't mention they have no guns. They couldn't defend her if they wanted to. That's MGM. So he thinks he's such a charitable, compassionate guy. But his charities of choice, of course, are all commie and pro-Muslim. There's nothing there that would be anything pro-American. Disgusting and disgraceful. And then he turns out to be a guy who runs a company with the worst security in the world, according to his own employees. Oh, boy. What a world we live in. By the way, this segment was sponsored by Liberty HealthShare. I don't need to say anything more than healthcare is a disaster in this country. Health insurance because of Obamacare is a disaster, unaffordable. And even if you could afford it, it doesn't cover anything. Try out Liberty HealthShare. I'm a member. I dropped Aetna. I bought Liberty HealthShare. I've never looked back. Happiest I've ever been. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. You can join anytime. There's no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join anytime, 365 days a year. How about now? I have four kids. I put my kids on Liberty HealthShare. That's how much I love and trust Liberty HealthShare. Call 855-58-LIBERTY. They sponsor the show. They're good people. They love conservatives. They love Christians. 855-58-LIBERTY. 855-58-LIBERTY or go to libertyhealthshare.org. Thank you for sponsoring the show. We get back. It's hour number two. Don't forget, hour number three, Bill O'Reilly joins me.
Any product advertised on the previous program which requires an investment is subject to all local...
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. HBExtract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.